You're listening to a Rhino.com podcast. Yes, you are.
On today's Rhinocast, we're going to hear some ZZ Top, followed by Al Kooper. All brought to you by our man Bob Lefsetz.
Rumors spread around in that Texas town. About to check outside the game. You know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you want to go to that whole mile on the range. They got a lot of nice girls. I'm racing.
What do they call that? Boogie music? Hey, it's Bob Lefsetz here on the Rhinocast. That, of course, is LaGrange, ZZ Top's song about a whorehouse. I don't give a flying fuck. All I know is every Saturday night, I got to hear LaGrange and Foghat on the radio. Stone Blue! I mean, don't forget, this is long before podcasts. This is long before satellite radio. You were a victim of what came out of the radio, and they played this generic blue-collar stuff every Saturday night. Made me crazy. If it was ZZ Top, it was LaGrange or Tush, okay? Which really should be Tush, but they call it Tush, whatever. I hate ZZ Top, and I got a couple of things working for me. A, they're on London Records. Even though the Stones were on London Records, they were smart enough to get off of London Records. 10 years after, they were on Derham. You know, London was a crap label. It's a crap band. They're going on tour with Three Steer. I don't care about ZZ Top. But then I hear this. What is up with that stutter? Right in the middle. This is, of course, I'm blowing it because we're going to get to this point, is I'm bad, I'm nationwide.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues man on the back and a beautician out the wheel. We're going downtown in the middle of the night. We're laughing and I'm joking and we're feeling all right. Oh, I'm bad. I'm nationwide. Yes, I'm bad.
So I'm going to UCLA Extension because I hate my job as a lawyer. And I meet some guy who's actually come from another state and he's trying for the California bar exam, even though I'm trying to get out of the legal business. We're taking a concert promotion course from Jim Rissmiller. Just Jim Rissmiller had a partner, Steve Wolf, who was murdered in his house. They've never solved it. They don't really know what was going on. Was it random? Was it drugs? Rissmiller was trying to carry on by himself. Ultimately was unsuccessful, but he was giving back. He was teaching this course at UCLA Extension, which, of course, I think I'm the only person who ever ended up in the music business out of that class. But I had to get out of the legal world, which I was stuck. I'd waited for my bar results. It takes so long to find out. Then all of a sudden, you're doing a legal job because if you don't pass the bar, you want to go back and try to take it again. The bar passage rate when I took the bar exam was less than 25%. And then, of course, you do pass and you're stuck in this legal job. You go, how can I get out of this? So I meet this guy who's originally from Ohio. And he moves to L.A., but doesn't quite move to L.A. He has to move to Huntington Beach. He's got a cousin who's working for Frank Zappa. We become friends, and I start going to this. They're living in the suburbs. I mean, you know, where they the big wheelville in Huntington Beach. And this is not today where everyone's got thousands of songs in their iTunes library. There's a limited number of records, and they're playing this album, The Guayo by ZZ Top. As I told you earlier in the podcast, I hate ZZ Top. Now, I'm going to cut them a slight break because you're doing that cover of Thank You, you know, Sam and Dave. I thank you. But then I hear this song, I'm Bad, I'm Nationwide. I go, this is fantastic because there's a sense of humor with the attitude. That's what's wrong with the rappers, even though rap's commercial peak is behind us, not beyond us at this particular point in time. It's like, you're supposed to believe it. It's even with Kanye. There's no sense of humor. where this guy goes, you know, I had a blues man in the back and a beautician at the wheel. Who could even come up with this stuff? It's like he's laughing at himself. And you have to understand, this is long before all the MTV hits. MTV didn't even exist when this album came out in 79.
Easing down the highway in a new Cadillac, I had a fine fox in front, I had three more in the back. Sporting short dresses, wearing spiky old shoes. They smoking Lucky Strikes and wearing nylon.
You know, the funny thing is, even though this is 5 years before, the girls in those legs videos looked exactly like this verse. And this was an era where no reasonable, self-respecting rock star was going to call a girl a fox, never mind in the song. This is, you know, the heyday of the Englishmen, and we're all dignified. It's that stutter that makes the record. And the funny thing is, I ended up becoming a huge ZZ Top fan. And then I got a call. You want to be on a radio show, syndicated radio show about automobiles? I'm thinking, well, yeah, why exactly are they tracking me down? And they say, it's going to be with Billy F. Gibbons. And the last time I checked, it was regular Billy Gibbons. It wasn't Billy F. Gibbons. I want to make sure it's the same guy. There could be some automotive writer, Billy F. Gibbons. Little did I know that, I guess, as time wore on, he was adding a little humorous dignity to his life, was calling himself Billy F. Gibbons. And I go to the Peterson Automotive Museum. This is about 2 years ago. And in the corner, they set up, this is after hours, they set up this little studio. And there's Billy Gibbons, you know, with and without the sunglasses, taking a little, pinch of hooch. He was totally Billy Gibbons. And he knew who I was. It was great. It was like we went to different schools together. It was right there. There was no distance. He was like a regular guy. You could say, I can see going out another town with this guy. Almost think they're not going to get back to the stutter part. He goes down before. One thing you have to know about Billy, phenomenal guitarist. In my, you know, kind of love-hate period about ZZ Top, actually at this point more love, I saw them at a private show, an industry show. They have these moving sidewalks. It's just these three guys, and they create all the sound.
Well, I was moving down the road in my V8 Ford. I had a shine on my boots. I had my sideburns low with my New York brim and my gold tooth display. Nobody give me trouble, cause they know I got it made. I'm bad. I'm nationwide.
Before we get to the instrumental workout, it's not like, you know, Billy Gibbons has a gold tooth right in front. He's a regular guy. He's got a long history playing with all kinds of people, even with the Stones. But he gets that imagery. He's a great writer. There are a few other writers on the song, but, you know, Billy replicated this greatness as time goes on. And after we're hanging out, he gives me his book, which is all about autos and the stories of his life. And we go through, we see his automobiles that he's collected. And now I love Billy. I love when he emails me, because when he emails, he's got that slight, you know, chummy attitude. It's like that guy you made, you know, that class you had to take to graduate, where you're thrown in with people who are not the usual suspects, and you bond with a guy in the back of the class, and you say, you know, I relate to this guy as well as my best friends. That's who Billy Gibbons is. I was completely turned around by this one song. I had him totally mischaracterized. They're going to do a record with Rick Rubin. They deserve to come back because it may be simplistic, but sometimes less is more. As opposed to Yngwie Malmsteen, people playing too many notes, it's what you play. And what Billy and his boys play is positively great. Till next time, it's Bob Lefsetz on the RhinoCast.
Oranges. For years we've heard about their differences, but is that really the whole story? Are they not both round? Are they not both fun to throw at passing cars and subpar performers?
Oh, that's a really good point. I thought about that before. It was interesting. I was a little surprised by that.
Always remember to take a step back, and you may just see the whole picture. And that's all for this session of Questionable Logic. Tune in next time when we irrefutably prove the existence of angels and goblins.
Do you know what that is? I didn't until I got this album by Al Kooper in 1968. Hey, it's Bob Lefsetz here on the weekly RhinoCast. That's Hey Western Union Man, big hit for Jerry Butler, 1968. Al Kooper goes solo. Do you know Al Kooper? You should get his book, Backstage Passes. Great guy. Go to his website. Totally open. Totally accessible. I get totally into him for so many reasons. If we can go back, he did this record Super Session with Mike Bloomfield and Stephen Stills. He did the first Blood, Sweat, and Tears album. What is fascinating is at this late date, despite all the big hits being on the second Blood, Sweat, and Tears album, all that's remembered is the first Blood, Sweat, and Tears album. Thank fucking God. Anyway, he puts out a solo album, I'm going to get it. I'll do a whole podcast on this solo album, but not today. The funniest thing is there were little tiny things like him riding in the back of a car with Second World War figures, etc. And they were intentional. And on the front, it said Kooper, and there was a little tiny black thing under one of the O's. And I always thought it was a noose, one of the inside jokes on the cover. When I finally become friends with Al, I go, well, what about that noose on the cover? He goes, what are you talking about? It was just something in the printing. Anyway, I got this Sono system in my house, and it's really cool. It allows you to play music in all different rooms, different music, different volume. You can link it together. But the cool thing is it's got Napster attached. Not the original Napster. I'm a huge fan of the original Napster. I think people should pay for music. But this is the Rent-A-Song Napster. But what's great, you know, yes, people want to be able to have their music be portable. They want to be able to take it places. But if you are at home, to have at your fingertips, the history of recorded music is just fantastic. And I got it set up on Monday, and I'm starting to play all these crazy things that just come to mind. Usually I have the album somewhere. It would be vinyl, CD, or my iTunes. But just on a whim, I can dial it up. I dialed up the very first Stevie Winwood solo album because I remember listening to Stevie Winwood when I moved into this place. Not this album, though, but this song called Lux In. Oh, it's so great. Unfortunately, it's now owned by a Universal label, and so we won't be playing it on this particular podcast. Also, Peter Frampton had to play the first solo album, Wind to Change. Peter Frampton became like a teeny bopper guy, but before that, he was very credible. The first solo album with All I Want to Be is By Your Side in Fig Tree Bay. Second album, Frampton's Camel, not good enough, but decent. Third album, Something's Happening, not good. I gave up. Then I went to people's houses. They had the fourth album. The fourth album, a complete winner. That's got Show Me the Way, but it's got, you know, a lot of other great tracks. And I'm thinking of songs. I play the first Tubes album, most famous because White Punk's on Dope. But I always love Boy Crazy and What Do You Want from Life. And I thought about Al Kooper. Even though I was only at his house about a month ago, I thought about Hey, Western Union Man.
Oh, Western Union Man. Send a telegram to my baby.
Send a telegram, send a telegram.
Come on in.
Send a telegram.
Send it to my baby. That's what I want you to do.
That's just another soul number when you first start to listen to it from 1968. Actually, Al, he wants to change. He doesn't want it to be R&B or soul music. He wants it to be when white people play called White Chocolate. He's got a new album, and that's what it's called, White Chocolate, which has got this sound. But I'm deep into the album, okay? And the overture with all this, you know, keyboards and stuff. But I love the song I Stand Alone. And then he does a cover of Traffic's Colored Rain. And this is really deep into the album, this Hey Western Union Man.
I want you to tell her that I'm all alone. I tried to call her on the telephone. Tell her I'm in a misery and that she's important to me. And if a telegram don't do, send a box of candy to Anna. Maybe some flowers. Tell her that I missed her for hours and hours.
Send a telegram, send a telegram.
I want you to
send a telegram.
Oh, send it to my baby.
Now, did you get the little telegram noises? That used to be really cool shit in the 60s. They used to mix all this stuff into the records, and they were the stuff popping out of each speaker. I love that. But it's the way he sings this. Today, people either sing straight or, you know, they get into the Mariah Carey melismas. But all of a sudden, it's like conversational, but with attitude. Tell her that I'm all alone, and I'm trying to get her on the telephone. And it's like, tell him I've been searching for hours and hours. Then the chick backup singers come back in, you know, send a telegram, send a telegram. Woo! Send a telegram right back to the number.
Oh, Western
Union Man, send a telegram. I want you to send a telegram to my baby.
Western
Union Man, send a telegram, yeah.
Send a telegram.
We're getting, you get all the different elements here? When you go send a telegram, you just want to get up and jump and play along. That's why I wanted to do this song. I'm driving from the valley. I'm driving to the valley, coming from Century City, where I had a physical therapy appointment. I'm okay. I got to get ready for ski season. And I'm listening to the talk radio because the politics is fascinating me. But this song keeps going in my head. And, you know, it's got the horns, which Al did with Blood, Sweat, and Tears. That was basically his idea. And he's doing it. There's such emphasis.
You know, I haven't seen my baby for a long time. You know, I need my woman. I need to tell her that I love her.
The Steve Cropper understated guitar. Actually, Steve plays on Al's new album.
I want to get my message through right now. I know I need my baby.
I mean, he's singing the white boy blues solo on top of it, but he's trying to just keep up with the track, which he actually created. The track is driving. It's like being the engineer on a runaway train.
I know I love.
This is where the song could end. We're 2 minutes in, but we're going deeper.
Tell me, have you got a boy you can send? This is what I want him to do. Put him on his bike right away and see if he can get my message through. Date it tomorrow, but mail it today.
Date it tomorrow, but mail it today. My father was more into mail than anybody I know. He used to go, oh, we'll get on Sunday. They pick up at a certain time in the downtown Bridgeport post office. It'll get there on Monday. I got tickets to the Bob Dylan and Band reunion concert and tickets to the 1969 Mets playoff with the Braves because I knew how to work the mail. You could basically send it today but date it tomorrow. Just unreal stuff.
I want the girl to know that I missed her. Something like yesterday. Come on and send it right on to my baby. Yeah, yeah. Well, Western Union man, come on and
send a telegram.
I want you to send a telegram to my baby. Send a telegram, come on in.
Send a telegram.
Send it right on to my baby. Yeah, yeah, all right. Come on.
Can you believe that fanfare? It's like a rock and roll king is entering the scene and telegraphs right there.
Hey, Westy.
People know the Al Kooper cover, the Al Kooper rendition of Hey Western Union Man. Most people are into the Jerry Butler version. So when Napster hits and you can get everything, I ultimately say, okay, let me get the Jerry Butler Hey Western Union Man. And it's good. It's the same song. I say, I don't like it as much as the Al Kooper take. And I get email from Andrew Lug Oldham. One of the great things about I do is I hear from all these people, you know, who are people on the credits on the record. He lives in Bogota. And he's got this show on Sirius, and he's so totally open and approachable. And we're discussing something in the email, and he goes, and I mentioned Al Kooper, I was at his house or something, and he says, oh, he did the best rendition of Hey Western Union Man. The fact that they even know that song in England, and he knows that it's the best version, made me want to talk about it today. This is phenomenal stuff. You got to get a hold of this stuff. Till next time, it's Bob Lefsetz on the RhinoCast.
You've just listened to a Rhino.com podcast. Visit Rhino.com for music, movies, and all kinds of crazy shit.